Hello, and welcome to Ride the Omnibus. I'm your host, Ariel Abasca, and today I'm speaking with director Ravit Marcus about her documentary, Nina is an Athlete, along with documentary participant Nina Gorodetsky, Olympian badminton player who uses a wheelchair.
So, first of all, I want to ask, how did you two first meet? This is such a fabulous film with so much heart, and you both clearly have a very strong working relationship throughout the film. I wanted to know the story of how you two met and decided to make this into a film.
So Nina is actually the sister-in-law of my sister-in-law. So it's a family project. I made it with my sister-in-law, Levi Kessel, who's a wonderful documentary filmmaker. And she is the sister of Dor. She's married to my brother. And her brother is Nina's husband, Dor Kessel. So it's a family project. And I just one day, 5 years ago, thought, oh, it would be so cool to make a sports documentary. And I thought, but I need access to some successful athlete. But I couldn't think of anyone. And the next day, Nina's mother-in-law, who's the mother of my sister-in-law, texted me and said, look at our Nina. We're so proud of her. She just won another medal. And I thought, I have my successful athlete. I have a documentary. And that's how it started. I called Levi, said, what do you think? Should we try and make a documentary? Would you like to follow your brother and Nina for a little bit? Let's see how it goes. And she went out, and the first filming day, she says, wow, it's actually the first time that badminton is going to be an official event in the Paralympics. And Nina's going to try for it. And we both thought, wow, this is so cool. This is going to be quite a story. And it ended up being quite a story with the pandemic, obviously, coming in and throwing everything into a spin. And yeah. I don't know, can you speak about how you felt when Levi and I told you that we'd like to make a documentary about you?
First of all, I say yes, because I...
She felt bad saying no.
And then I say yes, and I really didn't believe it will become a movie. I say, okay, it will take time, they film it a little bit, maybe someday it will be some movie, and no one see it. And now, for me, it's so embarrassing. Yeah, it was hard for me to watch, to see myself. Yeah. But now all my friends want to see it, and I say, like, no. But they will see it.
Yes, definitely.
What has your relationship been like to the documentary and to people that you interact with that have seen the documentary?
Only Dor has seen the documentary so far. Leon said he will patiently wait till there's the big screening premiere in Israel, and we don't have confirmed yet. So I don't know, tell us, what did Dor say?
Dor say, I asked him how it was. He say, like, okay. And I say, just okay? He say, yes, it's like, it's my life. We live it, we do all our things. For me, it's like casual stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks with the Dor that you see in the film, for sure. So it's so incredible, though, watching you go through all of these rites of passage within the film, Nina. Like, watching you navigate having another child and all of these tremendous things. But at the same time, to me, the beating heart of this film is the conversation that you have with Leon about your relationship with Dor and about your disability. And to me, like, that scene... It's incredible that Leon was willing to be so vulnerable as to say those things on camera. But as someone with disabilities, this is a very important conversation that goes unspoken a lot of the time. And I wondered how it felt to you to have that filmed.
For me, it was really natural because the things these things, I really think that disabled people can have a normal, you know, a partner without disability, because everywhere I go and I say that I marry, everyone asks me if my husband like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what they mean to, but I always ask, what do you mean? Like, because I won't see the embarrassing, you know, like,
yeah.
But almost all the people that I know with disabilities, they married with people with no physical disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, I know couples that both of them with the disabilities, but I think it depends what you choose. If I was meet someone with the disabilities and falling in love, for me it was okay. Like, I don't look on the disability. I look the person, how he's thinking, how he treat me, how he treat another people. And for me, it's like, I don't know, no surprising. Maybe for other people, it's yes. Because when they see us, why he married her? He can get anyone else. Yeah, but I used to it.
I want to say about that scene that it's, you know, it's such a blunt scene, and it's one. I agree with you that scene is one of the most important scenes in the entire film, and I do think that it's the scene that is mainly the reason that I got into. We just had our world premiere at Slamdance in the Unstoppable program, a program that highlights filmmakers with disabilities and/or films about people with disabilities. And the interesting thing about that scene is I think we got in because of that scene, because the programmers who are people with disabilities like that it's such a frank conversation where, like you said, Leon is willing to be fragile, vulnerable on camera and to say things that he knew will put him in a bad light. But because of that, Nina was able to have this frank conversation and give honest answers. And when you can have an honest conversation, all these prejudices can be tackled. But if everybody tiptoes around things, then how can you talk about anything? And then it just stays this big secret. How do these relationships work? Why? Is it different? Is it not? The only way she could tackle it was by being asked these questions. And Leon is obviously wonderful. We love him. And that candidness on camera is part of what made the film work so well. In a way, he is operating that scene. He is the non-disabled audience agent. And it's good. He represents what a lot of people are thinking, but then they get a direct answer. And then we can move on because there was an honest conversation. The interesting thing is that many people who you know, in selectors, when they see the film, if they're non-disabled, they're like, oh, why are you putting this scene? It's so blunt and distasteful. And I said, no, that's exactly why we needed the scene that makes you uncomfortable, because we have to have these uncomfortable conversations to move on, to have an honest conversation. And Nina says in the scene, she says, people just don't know. If you don't know a person with disabilities and you just live with all these assumptions that can be easily dispelled if you just have an honest conversation or you know somebody in your life, but having the film, you watch it and then you just realize that couples are couples. We're all dealing with whatever we're dealing. We all have our challenges. It doesn't matter, physical, non-physical. It's a couple,
you know, it's
with our ups and downs.
It's the same, like for me, if I see someone very, very pretty girl go with someone ugly, everyone will watch it. And why she go with him? Maybe he sure have money, you know, it's for money, how it's going. When you see the difference on the couple, you always ask why. For me, I think it's the same.
Yes.
And you know, when people don't know people who is disability, they always think he need to do everything for me. He helped me with everything, you know, like
mm-hmm.
change me diapers. I don't know. They assume stuff. But when they know me closely, it's, I think the opinion, it's a little bit different. Yes, we have difficulty, you know, if I want to go somewhere, they have like steps and no elevator. Yes, he need to help me. Not everything is like pink and unicorn.
Yeah.
But I think like every other couple.
Yeah. And you know, I talked about it in the panel discussion. I was part of it, Slam Dance, when about these things. It's fix the world, make the world more accessible, and then and we have it in the film too. And then she won't need this help. So it's just out. And I mentioned a lot the beautiful house that Nina and Dor live in, that Dor designed, and he's an architect, and it was designed by the, he explained to me, the universal design approach, which means if I design for Nina, it's going to be convenient for most people. So why not just have it accessible from this to begin with, not as an afterthought? And then things will be easy for everyone.
Yeah.
The house is beautiful. It's like a fourth character in the movie. It's just such a gorgeous house. And the house won awards for its beauty and design. So it can be beautiful and accessible. Obviously, it needs a great architect.
Now it looks like kindergarten.
Of course, but beautiful kindergarten.
But I love that this conversation is so much about the social model of disability within the film. It's looking at disability not as a burden, but as a way of completely viewing the world through a different lens and making sure that people understand that access needs need to be met. And going from that basis of understanding, I think it's so interesting in that conversation with Leon, because you have the medical model versus the social model, but framed in a very non-academic way, in a very concise, personalized way. But I also wonder for you, Ravit, in terms of setting up how you were going to create such trust among all the participants in Nina's life. Obviously, Nina was afraid to say no to you to begin with, so you had a certain level of in there. But like, when you think about the other people that you were filming on camera, how did you create relationships where they felt they could be vulnerable too?
Again, I can't really assume credit for it. I think we really got lucky that Dor and Leon, because this is the main relationships in the film, is this triangle, happened to be, like Nina, very comfortable in front of the camera. They were able to really forget that it's there and just be themselves. And that is something, yes, you build trust, obviously, and that, you know, we filmed over 4 years, so obviously there was time to them to get used to it. But a lot of it is just some people have this natural ability to be themselves, to have this charisma that transcends in front of the camera. And I admit that was pure luck. Like I said, the first time Levy filmed them, I just looked at the footage and I said, wow, we have that magic that happens, and there's no guarantees until you just try and see how people are in front of the camera. And really, both just shallowly, they all look wonderful on camera. But the important thing is the relationships, that they manage to just be themselves and have especially that wonderful sense of humor between the three of them, and that it transcends cinematically. That was really lucky. Obviously, a big part was that Levy, who filmed in the early part mostly, is part of the family. So of course, A, they're comfortable with her, and B, she knows so much because she's been there. She herself played badminton. So she's grew up with Adore playing badminton. So I think all of this being part of the family made it feel like, oh, we're just talking to Levy, and easy to forget that the camera is there. Later on, we brought in Jonathan Zeid, who's also a wonderful videographer, and he is their neighbor. And he filmed them in the past. So again, it stayed this comfortable thing. And because I was always so much in touch, and I managed to just keep it, okay, we just had this conversation between us. Now we're just going to talk about it in front of the camera, but there was always preparation to make sure it's okay. Here's what we discussed. And I just need this now happening in real, you know, in action. And again, part of it was, I think, me definitely making them feel comfortable that here's something that I feel like will be right for the film. And we just talked about it. But part of it is their natural charm that luckily just came through, because all three of them are comfortable. I think maybe because of being in sports where you're always filmed for something in all these competitions. So maybe they're just used to cameras.
Yeah, it's very possible. Do you have thoughts on that, Nina?
About being, if you were comfortable, אם היה לך נוח לפני המצלמה, איך זה ששלושתכם הייתם מאוד טבעיים?
לא, את זה הבנתי. At first it was really weird. And then it was like part of me. It was okay. If I really enjoy it, no. Yeah. No films for me anymore. Yeah. But after a couple of times, after it was okay, I feel comfortable and normal.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you were creating something that you could give to your children as document of who you were? I was wondering about this because your relationship to children throughout the film, both the children that you're a counselor for and the children you are raising, is so strong. And I just wondered if this was the documentation for the future.
Yes, I think about it. But I think from the bad way, like if something happened to me, they have the film and watch me.
The dark Jewish humor.
Yeah.
Only thinking about the worst. If I didn't
no,
say...
No, because shit happens, but it's nice that they can see it. I regret that my father didn't see it, but my mom will see it.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because your relationship with your father that comes through in the film is so strong. And for you both interacting as people with disabilities, and it's such a beautiful relationship. And I think it's lovely that the film is dedicated to him. And that's such an incredible thing.
Yes.
I want to just add about what you said before, that I think when we were filming, Nina didn't think about leaving something for the future for the kids, because like she said, she didn't even think much. She wasn't even sure. I think they didn't believe there was actually going to be a movie. They were kind of shocked. Like, okay, there's a movie. I'm going to show it to you. I think she just didn't think this was real. But when she saw it, she did say, oh, actually, all these things happened to me. Incredible life, really. An exciting life of this Paralympic athlete. And wow, it's nice that there's a record of it, because things just happen so fast with two kids and all these competitions. Who has time to think? And so she did say, oh, it's actually nice that there's a record now for both for me and for the kids and everybody. Yes, knows.
It's, you know, nice. It's nice.
It's like it 4 years period. Yeah. I'm sorry. You were saying?
It will be interesting. Watch the film with the kids and I don't know, see how they react, what they think, because they see me, you know, like practicing, training, traveling, go to the competition. For them, it's life. But maybe after I will quit, maybe it will be a different point of view to watch.
Mm-hmm. And it will put it in a different kind of context and give them a different flavor of who you are.
Yes, because in some age with Noé, when he was 4, I think, he was so embarrassed that his mother on wheelchair, he asked for me not to go with him to kindergarten and wait in the car. And he said, I'm big enough to go alone. Yeah, it was very short period of time, but it happened. With Guy, not yet, but I think it will come later a little bit.
And it's interesting too, because in the United States, there's still laws on the books that say that you can take children away from parents with disabilities.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Really?
Really.
But which disability, you know, because it's very different if it's
right. Like it doesn't. But either way, it's wrong. It's fascinating to me that so many countries around the world still have such a backward idea of parenthood and disability. And that's why I love this film, because I love the representation of you as a strong mother and athlete and all of these things, because we need more representations like this.
Yeah, I know. I have a friend from Russia. She's a player too. And a couple of years ago, she wanted to adopt a kid from
orphanage. From an orphanage.
Yeah. Yes, and they say to her, no, you're on wheelchair. You can take.
They prefer a kid is in an orphanage than have a loving mother just because he's disabled.
In a wheelchair. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is ridiculous. That stupidity. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Oh, it's the cruelty towards the child.
Yeah.
To miss out on a chance to have a loving parent for some backward idea is wow.
But there's a lot of that in the world, unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah. When you have in Russian team, many of the players come from these places because they were born and was not okay. The parents, העבירו אותם כאילו לבית יתומים.
Oh. So kids, she says that a lot of kids were transferred to an orphanage because there was a problematic parent. Yeah. And so just to prefer not to give, it's heartbreaking. Yeah. The stupidity. Yeah, but okay, now we didn't need to work on a screening in Russia. Now
yeah,
we know.
Exactly. You have to expand. You have to expand your impact as much as you possibly can.
Absolutely. That's definitely the plan. And Nina, you need to start more helping me subtitle the film in Russian.
My Russian better than my English.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You'll be the you'll do the Russian subtitles, because we have to. Now we know. I mean, I definitely want the film to go to the whole world. And this, but I didn't think how important it is for Russia, and they will be interested because of the, hopefully, they might be offended by the comment about Leon being called a dirty Jew in the USSR, but that's just the fact of life.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you both so very much for this interview, for your work on the film. Nina, your story comes through so beautifully, and I hope you realize how much of the world is with you all the way now. It's so exciting to watch.
I don't know, for me it's hard to understand, and someone like to watch me, because it's so many athletes, it's so many interesting people. Like, I don't know, for me it's strange a little bit, but thank you.
Absolutely.
Ariel, thank you very much for having us, and also for being part of that, my very first feedback screening that we did to Forward Doc, the fabulous organization of filmmakers with disabilities that was not only the first to give me feedback, and you're a big and important part of it, but also in that feedback session, they helped me choose the name, the title of the film.
Yeah.
That is a quote of the door saying, she's a mother, she's a school counselor, but first and foremost, Nina is an athlete. And that's how the name of the film came to be.
I think it's so incredible to have an organization like Forward Doc that supports us as filmmakers with disabilities. And I just appreciate this work so much and your openness and sharing it with the community, both in the process of making it and in the process of publishing it. I think it's wonderful. So thank you both so very much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you again soon.
Definitely. Thanks. Bye, Ariel.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening. And thank you for taking a moment right now to reflect with me on the history of the land you are listening on now. Whether you are stuck in traffic or sitting in your office chair, take the time to look up whose traditional lands you are on now and what treaties govern those territories. I record this podcast on the site of land stolen from the Manahoac people. I am grateful to work on this land, and I acknowledge that we need to protect and honor the history of the indigenous people from other tribal nations that have made innumerable contributions around the world. I share this in the hope that my listeners may join me in honoring our past, present, and future. Without this land, this earth, and each other, we are nothing. Before I go, please take 30 seconds now to leave us a 5-star review by clicking on Support the Show in the show notes. We don't want your money, we want your words. A simple RTO rocks my socks, expands our reach, and helps us keep bringing you great content. And connect with us on Instagram and Twitter, where we are at Omnibus Ride. You can also visit our website, omnibusride.com, where you can go to dive deeper into our content and learn more about the show. A special thank you to our amazing editor, William Dass. We truly couldn't do what we do without him or Danielle. Be well, be safe, and keep in touch.